Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
If you feel a bit under the weather, if you feel a little bit peeved, take Remedy Standby Potion for any old cough or wheeze. It's a cure for hepatitis, it's a cure for chronic insomnia, it's a cure for tonsillitis and for water on the knee. Have a cup of tea. Have a cup of tea. Hallelujah, 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 Rosalie. Hallelujah, 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 Rosalie.
Herbalist and founder of Good Fight Herb Company, Warren Jambroni, will be teaching a seminar on herbal medicines at Verdigris Tea and Chocolate Bar in Hudson, New York on Saturday, February 1st. Jambroni has studied at the Northeast School of Botanical Medicine and apprenticed with Seven Song. The class runs from 5 to 7 on the 1st, this Saturday. Warren and Good Fight Herb Company offer medicinal herb products, health consultations, volunteer and work trade opportunities, as well as community organizing opportunities, skill shares, and workshops. Warren joins us to teach us a bit about what she does and these tonics and teas that help promote natural health. Warren, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a delight to have you here. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's such an honor. Thank you.
And we're also joined by our dear friend Betsy Miller, who will tell us more about the seminar's location, Verdigris Tea in Hudson. Betsy, always a pleasure to have you here.
Hi there.
Let us talk about, first of all, how you got into this and then what exactly you'll be doing on Saturday.
Sure. I became very interested in herbal medicine many years ago when I experienced what many of us experience as total burnout, just working too much and too stressed out.
Yeah.
And so I realized that I needed to take better care of myself, slow down maybe, and some of the many commitments that I had at the time. And I became very interested in natural medicine and met an herbalist through a organizing group that I was working with at the time called the Rock Dove Collective, where we were linking up individuals in New York City with really great health practitioners who offered their services on a sliding scale or a much more accessible fee rate. So through that, I found herbalist Jacoby Ballard, who is now in New York City at Third Root Community Health Center, who had studied with Seven Song at the Northeast School of Botanical Medicine. And after meeting him and discussing what, you know, finding out what herbal medicine was, I just knew that that was my next path, which is great.
So I want to talk to you, as I said, about what you're going to be doing on Saturday. But I want Betsy to come in here for just a moment and talk about how this fits in with Verdigris Tea.
Verdigris Tea, now officially called Verdigris Tea and Chocolate Bar, because we combined with a chocolate bar business, started in about 2003. And initially, the owner of the company was often asked about the medicinal properties of her tea. She didn't ever feel that she was expert enough to be prescribing specific teas for specific maladies. But it was easy to say, this tea will help you sleep, you know, this tea is refreshing, that kind of thing. And since the beginning, the tea business has really been more about tastes and origins than it has been about the medicine aspects. So Lauren came to Kimbach, who's the owner, and the two of them got together because Kim felt that the Good Fight Herbs were a natural stepping off point so that we could now offer something in the store that had specific medicinal characteristics, but still was herbal based. And Lauren has some teas that she has made herself, but she also now knows which of our teas and can help us talk about which of our teas can help specific maladies.
And I'm assuming tea fits in perfectly into what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And is it, so what is there about tea, what is there about the herbs that help us?
Well, in a general sense, they're, you know, herbal medicine, so whether it's teas or syrups or extracts, they're very nourishing and they're very restorative, and that can be for our nervous system and our immune system and all the different body systems that we have. They can be very specific to certain health situations, or they can just be broad ranging where they're almost a step above food, you know, very high in vitamin and mineral content, very calming and relaxing to the nervous system. So basically what my intention or main intention with herbal medicine is to just support people on a daily basis to keep nourished and keep calm and keep relaxed and just support who people are in the world through these really wonderful locally and organically grown herbs, which then you can transform into various types of products.
So now we have you have brought several things with us,
right,
with you, and I just want to that we have here, mm-hmm, that I'd like to go over some of them so people get an idea of what it is that we're talking about. They look like rather ominous amber bottles
with pretty
black
labels,
tops,
though.
But very pretty labels. That's right. That's what I was getting to. Very pretty labels with very nice names, and they don't seem nearly as menacing, perhaps as they first look. So, where would you like to begin? This is
that one right there.
Is a hardworking New Yorker immune blend.
Right
now, this is in a what I would call like an eyedropper.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, a small bottle with an eye.
Open that up. Yep.
Okay.
Maybe give it a little shake. Maybe close it back up
and
give it a little shake. I handed you that one first because that was the first formula that I took to help restore myself back to better health when I was feeling very burnt out, like I said before. And so now I've created this hardworking New Yorker immune blend to basically just help folks build up their body's defense mechanisms against all kinds of stressors that can depress our immunity. So that's physical stressors, environmental stressors, emotional stressors, all things that tax our body, tax our immune system. So this is a tonic. This is something that you could take about 3 to 5 times a day. Until the bottle's done and you start a new one, you can take it for the long haul. And it really helps build up and balance the immune system. And then when you're building up and balancing your immune system, you're also nourishing your nervous system, your endocrine system, and also basically achieving balance in your body. So just making sure that all of your body systems are working well.
So
what's in that?
Yeah, now that was my question, because I'm reading of what it contains. Mm-hmm. I do not, other than the word grain alcohol, or words grain
right.
alcohol, I do not recognize any of the words on here.
Sure.
So help me.
Okay, so we first have Eleuthero, which is also called Siberian ginseng. And we have reishi, and we have astragalus, and we have licorice. Am I missing anything there? Eleuthero, reishi, astragalus, maitake mushroom,
yep,
and licorice. So all of those herbs, and some of them are mushroom, the reishi and the maitake are mushroom. Like I said, all of those help build up and balance our immune system, and they work really well together. They're just on a deep level help us to, like I said, build up and balance so that we can just maintain the awesomeness that we are every day while building up our defense mechanisms against all of the types of stressors in our lives that can just crash our immune system.
Does it taste good?
It does, because the licorice is quite sweet as well as the astragalus. I think it is one of the better tasting blends.
Okay, so what do you do? You just...
You can take a dropper full, so you would unscrew it,
yeah,
and give the top little knob a couple,
yeah,
squeezes.
Do you want me to do this or no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And now you could put it right on your tongue, or you
take
can...
Take an immune blend shot, yes.
Yeah, or you could also...
watch Joe brighten up.
Okay. Brighten up and fly right.
You
okay.
could also put a little bit in a glass of water and just drink that down. Or
oh, and
in
that
your
doesn't like dilute it or anything. That's still there, right?
No, I mean, it just, you know, then would have to go through your, you know, digestive system first, but this way you're going to take it now right on the tongue. We'll just
okay.
put it right in.
Whoa. There you go. So, I mean, that is Well, you can taste the alcohol. I'll tell you that much.
Right.
Yeah, and but the taste is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very good. Okay, so and you say do this a couple times a day.
Yeah, so I would take that at least 3 times a day, a little bit more if you can. Sometimes I tell folks to just put it right next to your toothbrush. That way at least you take it twice a day in case in the middle of the day it's a little hard to remember. But I also tell folks to, you know, set their cell phone reminders or just set themselves up in a way that makes it easy.
Now, I want to go over some of the other things with you, but can you mix and match these? I mean, can you, if I'm taking this, can I take some of the others? Is that okay?
Oh, sure. That's fine. It just depends on kind of what it is. You know, if you're taking the daily immune blend, but say you also had a really stressful day and you just need something to take that edge off or to go from, you know, floor 13 to floor 8 in your body, body. Then we have another beautiful tasting one, which is called the Deep Breath De-Stress Blend. So, you know, you're taking your immune tonic every day because you want to keep yourself well for the winter, but you're having a really stressful week or you're having a really stressful day. You can take this blend in the moment to just help you relax a little bit from a stressful moment.
All right, and that's the same principle you do.
Same
you take
principle.
A shot.
And that one I would even say for in the moment when you need a quick de-stress, you would maybe take 2 or 3 dropperfuls at once versus the 1 dropperful that you take of the immune blend.
Now, you have a kick a cold blend.
Right.
I would assume this is popular.
Yes, it is. So if you're taking your immune blend every day, but, you know, you just have been exposed to a cold or flu virus and your body just hasn't been able to kick it, you feel something coming on, you would put the immune blend down and you would pick up the kick a cold blend, which contains echinacea, elderberry, and monarda, also called bee balm.
Yeah.
And you would take that, the same thing, a dropperful, maybe in a glass of water. The echinacea makes the tongue tingle a little bit.
Right.
So if you try that one, that might be interesting.
Okay.
But then you would take that about every hour.
I don't have a horrible cold, but everyone around me does.
Yeah,
is it preventative?
You could take it preventively. Yes, you could take that maybe again, you know, 3 times a day if you know that you've been around a lot of folks who have a cold. And then if you were to come down with something or feel something coming up, you would take it every hour.
Okay.
Is your tongue tingling?
Yes. Yes. It is. It is tingling. And it feels like it's doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does it feel in your body? Does it feel?
Yeah. So that's good, right? That's what
absolutely,
you want.
Absolutely.
And I guess that's my question of how you know that you're getting results.
Right. Well, you'll see. I mean, you know, the thing with herbal medicine is you can't just take it, especially if you're taking it to ward off a cold.
Yeah.
You don't want to just take it once and then put it down because maybe you'll feel better in that moment, but you really need to continue taking it throughout the day because you want to continuously support your body in doing all of the work it's already doing to fight off the cold. So it's more of a long, you know, a longer term. Herbal medicine is harder work than just taking, you know, an over-the-counter cold and flu pill or supplement. But at the same time, it's much better for the body. It's much better for the planet and tastes better to me.
It seems you have great things here. Like this
is the
herbal throat spray.
Right.
And I would think this would be terrific for those of us who need our voices.
Yes, especially y'all here on the radio.
I'll
share that and keep it, especially for the fun drive.
Yeah, we'll get ready. and then consider a warm salt water gargle and avoid sugar after you use this.
No sugar. When, you know, sugar really bums our immune system out. For lack of a better word, it's totally an immune depressant. So we want to stay away from sugar. A little honey in your tea is totally fine, but we want to stay away from sweets for sure.
And then you have Sleep Tight, which
which
I assume helps us have a restful sleep.
Absolutely. That's probably my top-selling product.
Yep. Well, people love their sleep and they have trouble with it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of it too is having a hard time unwind at the end of the day. So even if you're exhausted, you know, you've been working hard all day, it's really hard sometimes to quiet the mind. So the herbs in there are classic sleep aids, but also help to kind of turn off that circular thinking so that when you get in bed, you can just like easily lull to sleep versus thinking about your to-do list and your shopping list and Facebook and whatever else people are thinking about. So, I love that one.
And it seems to me that you would need somebody, and I assume this is why you're doing this seminar, Betsy, is that you need somebody to kind of help you along and know what mm-hmm. you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of great, you can look online about herbal medicine or specific herbs, but it is really great to have someone in the community who works with the plants and understands the plants to be able to really help navigate that for you. Because, you know, when you look up anything on the internet, there's 9,000 places to look and the information can be really overwhelming. So I'm grateful to be an herbalist in my community so that I can just help empower folks and support folks and help them navigate which ones would be best suited for their needs.
And that's sort of where the seminar comes in.
Right.
Lauren, do you have any of the teas or the tea ingredients that you could talk about? In addition to discussing her herbal medicines, she can also and will also talk about what different ingredients in teas are helpful in different ways. So I know one of the tea blends that we offer now has ginger in it, and ginger is like a real hot commodity right now.
Yeah,
everybody's talking about it. And ginger has a health end of it, right? Which is what does ginger do?
Ginger is very warming and very stimulating. So when you have or even just in this really cold winter that we're having now, it warms you up from the inside out. And then if you have a cold or a flu or a fever, it really helps kind of break those chills up and out. It's also a great anti-inflammatory. It breaks up congestion. So one of the teas that Verdigris offers has lemon verbena, lemongrass, and ginger, which is a great one if you're not feeling well or you're feeling a little run down. You can just pop into Verdigris, get a hot cup of that, and then you warm up from the inside out and support your immune system, which is great. Verdigris has a lot of really great herbal blends that I'm excited to discuss on Saturday with folks because there are so many great ones right there. They have another tea called the Fairy Tale Tea, which not only has some warming herbs in it, but there's also herbs that help keep the lymph system moving, which is really important.
We want that.
Yeah. Especially to clear out toxins from our body that might be stuck and then therefore keep us ill with a cold for longer than needed. And also some great nervous system supportive herbs where, again, if we're feeling really stressed and we're feeling really run down, not only can we support our immune system with this tea, but we can support our nervous system too to relax.
Now, we're out of time, but I do want to tell people exactly where they can go and what's going on. Laura Giambroni will be teaching a seminar on herbal medicines at Verdigris Tea and Chocolate Bar in Hudson, New York, on Saturday, February 1st. That's this Saturday, 5 to 7. Space is limited. Reservations are required, and you can just get in touch with them, and they will help you out. It's Saturday, February 1st from 5 to 7. Lauren's company is Good Fight Herb Company. More information is available on all of this on our website, wamc.org, wamc.org. Lauren and Betsy, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for making my tongue feel this way.
Thank you so much,
Joe. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.